Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Thank you so much for listening to American Medicine Today. I am Kimberly Banati alongside Ethan Uecker, Jeff Wagstaff, and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. Now, for 7 years, we talk to patients each and every week where they explain their stories of recovery, even after they undergo hard refusion surgeries or just invasive open back surgeries. And you don't have to live a life in pain. You don't have to be on pain medications or using things like walkers or canes. There can be a true patient pain resolution, and those would be through the Banati spine procedures. Now, it's one thing for me to talk about it. It's another when you hear directly from the patients themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Banati Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Banati Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
It is my pleasure to introduce to the program Norma Huffman from Bokoshi, Oklahoma. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Norma, why don't you tell us how you came to be in pain? Were you involved in some sort of accident?
Yes, I fell down 4 concrete steps in 1980. And broke my tailbone and ruptured disc in my back.
Oh, wow.
And I had open back surgery in 1982.
And how did that work for you?
Well, for a while it was okay, but I became a nurse and had to work in the hospital on walking on concrete floors and all that and everything. And so I started having a lot of back problems and leg pain after I became a nurse. So I suffered with my back for about 18 years before I saw Dr. Banati.
Okay, let me stop you for 1 second. So 18 years, that's a long time. After you had your surgery, and then you said once you became a nurse in 92, so we're 12 years later, you felt worse because you were walking a lot on concrete and you felt pain significantly more. Where on your body did you start to feel the pain? And was it localized to one area?
It was in my left hip and radiated down my left leg into my big toe.
Okay.
And the bottom of my foot, from the bottom of my foot and to about mid-thigh or mid-calf, felt like it was sitting in a bucket of ice water all the time.
Ooh.
By the time I went to Dr. Banati.
Did you have any weakness in your foot when you would walk?
Oh, yeah. It would just send me home, and all I could do was lay in the bed. In February the 5th of 98, I went to a chiropractor here in a town close to us, Poteau, Oklahoma. And he told me, he said, I'm not touching you ever again. You need surgery. And that was when I started looking for something different.
Okay.
And that's when from February the 5th of 98 till June the 5th of 98, I was pretty much bedfast.
Wow. And so how did you end up hearing about the Banati Spine Institute? Because you're all the way in Oklahoma.
Yeah, from the Fort Smith paper. Dr. Banati and his group, I don't think he came, but a bunch of the other doctors from the Institute came to Fort Smith and did a seminar.
Okay.
And I went, but I wasn't able to stay. And one of the doctors followed me out and asked me if I had my MRI, and I said yes. So I gave it to her, and they looked it over, And then they called me, like, I don't know, a week or so later and told me I was a candidate for surgery and that if I could be in Florida on June the 5th, that they would do surgery. And so we borrowed a van and went to Florida.
Now, let me preface this because I see some notes about your background here. And it says that before you had received that information from the seminar, that you were getting shots, like pain shots, and you were wearing a corset with like steel rods to try to take away the pain that you were in, and it didn't help.
And I was going to a pain management clinic, and they had me doing therapy, and they had me in this, and I was also wearing a TENS unit. I forgot about that.
Wow.
I had a TENS unit on my back 24/7.
Oh, my
goodness. Plus, I had that corset that I had to wear. And
it sounds similar to what I saw growing up with my mother, who underwent a hardware surgery, and it was very restrictive, the movements.
Yes.
You had to move basically in one movement because of that boning that was in the corset. Why don't we talk about what the experience was like once you were in the Banati Spine Institute?
They were all wonderful. The first surgery that I had was just, I mean, they just took me in like I was, you know, part of the family or something. And when I went to see Dr. Banati the first time, you know, when you go to see a doctor, you try to tell him what's wrong with you, you know.
Yes.
And he was sitting in, on a stool, and he patted me on my knee, and he said, "Honey, let me tell you." And I said, "Okay." And so he told me exactly where my pain was and how it radiated down my leg and how it kept me from doing this and that. And, you know, it was awesome because it was like I knew that he had seen the MRI and seen the damage in my back.
Yes.
And he said, "We're going to fix you." And he did.
And he did. So what was that experience? What was that experience like in the OR? Because
well,
they do.
When I was in the operating room, they put you on a like on your knees and bend you over a table.
Okay.
And he told me I was awake for the whole entire thing, and they told me I would be. And he said, "Now I'm going to start." And he said, "I'm going to touch something back here, and I want you to either say leg or back." And I said, "Okay." And so he started the procedure, and all of a sudden I went leg, 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 like that about five times. And he said, "Okay, honey, I hear you." And I've never had that pain since. And that was
never had that pain.
22 years ago.
22 years pain-free. But your story doesn't end there. Something else happened to you. Norma, why don't you tell us about the second accident that happened to you?
Okay, the second thing that happened was in 2001. It was in April, and I fell through a boat seat and a ruptured L5-S1, which is the lowest vertebrae. Okay. And I just went immediately, got an MRI from the chiropractor, ordered it, sent it out to Dr. Banati, and he said, "Yeah, come on out," because he had told me when I was there before that I might have to come back for a second surgery. But he wasn't planning on it being from an accident. But
Anyway,
and that was on 9/11/2001.
Wow.
And I was in Florida getting ready to have surgery when the first airplanes hit. And so they put me off until after lunch, but it took a little while longer to recover from that. But he said it would because it was so low, and it's where you sit and gravity and all that. But when it left, it's been gone for 19 years.
19 years. So there you go. Your first surgery lasted 22 years. The second surgery has been 19 years. And you are pain-free.
I fish, I walk, I work in my yard. I'm retired now, and we vacation every chance we get, you know. And I climb in and out of a boat, and I do whatever I want to do. No pain.
So you,
I don't take any medications.
Very good.
I don't even have to take Tylenol, ibuprofen, nothing like that. I take nothing for my back.
We love hearing from long-term patients because some people out there that claim to do what Dr. Banati does and don't, they, you know, some people think maybe the surgeries don't last, but you're a testament to the longevity of the procedures, 22 years and 19 years and still in great shape. Well, continued good health to you, Norma. Thank you for coming in to us from Oklahoma, Bokoshi, Oklahoma. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And tell Dr. Banati I said hi.
Will do. He's smiling over here. And continued good health to you.
Bye, Norma.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
I am okay, honey.
I think about you a lot.
All right. That's good. No wonder I'm blessed all the time.
It was such a miracle.
Thank you.
When he hears comments like that, they are so heartfelt. You can hear it in your voice. And Dr. Banati starts to blush a little bit because it's hard for him to take those type of compliments. But thank you for those kind words. And we're so glad you're in great health.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to share. And I have actually talked to several people. When I first came home, they had me on the list for people to call and talk to about my surgery.
Yes.
And if you would like to do that, I don't mind.
Oh, perfect. Well, then anyone that has a question on how the procedures go and what type of relief it brings, we will pass them along to you. And if you ever find yourself in Florida, we'd love to talk to you on our TV show. So keep us in mind.
Well, you never know.
Thanks,
vacation in Florida, come by and say hi. I would love to meet you. Take great care.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So if any of you listening are suffering just like Norma did, reach out to Banati at banati.com or call 855-267-0483. Make sure you stay tuned. On the flip side of the break, we have Alan Dershowitz. You're listening to American Medicine Today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.